On Plan the Day on Tomorrow, we're going to dig into some tips to help you get to retirement. Some are new and some have been around a long time. In both cases, the information is rock solid. It can make a positive difference in your retirement.
Uncover retirement concepts you need to know.
Welcome in
to Plan Today, Own Tomorrow with Gary Thurman.
Welcome into Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host, Gary Thurman. And again, Tennessee Valley, it's always about retirement planning. Gary's got over 25 years in this business, helping his clients get ready for their retirement. He is a fiduciary for advisory services, and also the office carries an A-plus rating Better Business Bureau. And he's got quite the team at that office. Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor, Tim McDermott, portfolio manager, Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor, front and back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. I mean, it is a team approach at Team Guardian. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. It's back and forth on so many different topics. It's always about planning and the importance of having that plan as you move to and through retirement. We're going to give you an opportunity to get on the calendar with Guardian Investment Advisors. And these appointments, they're complimentary. You leave the checkbook at home, so stay tuned. We'll tell you how you can get those coming up here shortly. So, you heard it, the tease. First up, we got tips that prompted change in retirement planning thanks to the good old Secure Act and Secure Act 2.0. So, let's just run some of these down, Gary. Roth accounts and defined contribution plans.
Yeah, this is something very unique because there's just not that many defined contribution plans out there anymore. I mean, more and more employers are going back to them, which I think are great, but a lot of people don't know or realize that inside of your employer's defined contribution savings plan, do they offer Roth? Is that part of what we could do? Because they're doing it like in a savings account. So it's just adding to that yellow bucket of money, as we call it. But here's what I like about it. Inside of a defined contribution plan, you can annually deposit up to $2,500 into that. Now, your employers may make contributions to this as well, which if they do, you know, that's great. But the neat thing about this, I reference this as a savings account, you can make 4 tax-free withdrawals per year from this defined contribution Roth account. So when you pull that money out, it'll be tax-free. So if you're lucky enough to have a defined contribution plan, I think you need to really find out if you have a Roth portion to that plan.
I tell you, we love getting into just the tip area, right? We dig in some things that you should be aware of, possibly put into the process for you and your retirement. And again, these are individual discussions you really need to have. We have a blanket discussion. You know, we talk about it from about 10,000 feet. You look at your own situation, and that has to be dialed in. That has to be customized. And right now, just kind of going over retirement planning, some tips, again, and possibly changing as Secure Act and Secure Act 2.0 have kind of morphed retirement into something that's a little bit different. So Roth accounts in defined contribution plans, retirement savings, and student loan payments. What's the difference there?
Yeah, this is interesting to me. I mean, you know, if you're listening to the news, who the heck knows what's going to happen with these student loans, right? Our current administration has been trying to get them forgiven for a while, but, you know, I think that happens. It's just going to cause higher taxes for all of us down the road personally. But the Secure Act did make some changes, and employees making payments towards student loans can now receive matching contributions from your employer into your retirement account. Now, that's awesome. If an employer is stepping up to the game and giving you a match into your retirement plan for the money you're paying on a student loan, I think that's a beautiful thing, and that's a heck of a company that's doing that. What I like about that is that it helps in reducing education debt for you as an employee while maintaining that 401k, that 403b, that IRA. So, again, this is one of those things that have changed. Have you went and talked to your employer about Roth accounts inside of a defined contribution plan, if you have one, and have you talked to your employer about this matching payment on contributions to student loans? A lot of people don't know to ask that question, Morgan, so I'm really glad we're doing this show. If somebody's out there listening today, pay attention, because this could really benefit you down the road.
Yeah, I mean, give HR a call. whoever handles whoever handles your administration at the office. If it's a large company, obviously you're going to have a whole department that's dialed in for that. If it's a smaller company, you've got an admin. They're going to handle it for you, but ask those questions.
Hey, Morgan, can I throw something else on that?
Go ahead.
Talking about asking HR questions, we just, of course, April 15th, tax day, my stepson, I was helping him with his taxes, and I found out with a little research, he was only holding out 8% on his taxes. They were only withholding 8%. Well, he was in the 22% tax bracket.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, of course, we find this out after, the due date and everything else, but it was HR never had a conversation with my stepson about, hey, you're only holding out this much. You might want to step your game up a little bit with the tax world. It took stepdaddy to see that. So, call HR, folks. Make sure everything's lined up the way you need it to be lined up. Don't be afraid to make that phone call.
Plan Today, Own Tomorrow, again, always about retirement planning and kind of getting you to and through retirement. We also offer up complimentary appointments. Get in, meet with the team, talk with Gary, and there are several ways that you can do this. You can do it, and these are complimentary. You leave the checkbook at home. You can do a 20-minute regular call, 20-minute Zoom call, hour-long in person. Again, book that appointment by calling 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Again, cost-free. If you've got any questions about your current situation. Right now, we're kind of going over just some of the changes that are out there with Secure Act and Secure Act 2.0, what that means for your retirement planning. So Roth accounts and defined contribution plans, gone over those changes. Also retirement savings and student loan payments. What about this one? Roth 401k and required minimum distributions. There's some changes.
And some of these changes are really solid. So let's talk about the Roth account holders. Previously, if you had a Roth inside of your 401k, again, that's a question you should be asking HR. Can I make Roth contributions in my 401k? That's a new thing, so find out, folks, if you can do that, especially if you're younger. But and before, in the workplace, Roth account holders were previously required to start taking those RMDs by age 73. Now, with your traditional IRA, your traditional 401k, you still don't have a choice. You have to start taking RMDs at age 73. But now, with the Roth accounts, you can actually leave the money in the Roth 401k. I think this is really neat because then you get to choose to withdraw it at what time you want to draw it. You get to do it tax-free. So you've been putting money back into a Roth 401k. You're at the age of 73, and you don't have to do required minimum distributions anymore. You can let the money stay there in that tax-free status, which is really awesome.
We are going over, again, just some tips, some ideas for you when it comes to how retirement planning has changed due to Secure Act and Secure Act 2.0. And these are just things that you can take notes on, you can ask questions of. If you have a current advisor, certainly, have this type of conversation. If you're not having these types of conversations, maybe it's time for that second opinion. We're going to give you an opportunity to get on the calendar with Gary and his crew. I've got one more I want to hit in this portion of the program. We're going to come back and talk about more of the of these tips. And there are some tried and trues we're going to get to. But this is one of the newer ones. And it's coming up next year, 2025, special catch-up contributions. Now, we hear that all the time, Gary, when you hit age 50. But now this is a little bit different. Starting in 2025, ages 60 to 63, there's an added bonus.
Yeah, and this is really big. I love this idea. We push all of our 50-plus older clients to really take advantage of catch-up contributions. In other words, right now in 2024, you could put up to $30,000 back in your 401k. That's amazing. You should try to do that if you can afford it. But starting next year, ages 60, 61, 62, and 63. So you're in that retirement red zone. You're about to step into retirement. They're giving you a special catch-up contribution, and the contribution is going to be greater of $10,000 or 150% of the standard catch-up limit for that year. The limit will adjust annually for inflation, by the way. But this is really neat. It's a way you can put back, let's keep it simple, stick with the $10,000 rule. If that 4 years, you can put another $40,000 back on top of the other money you're putting back. So why is that so important? Because it's going to grow your nest egg.
Yep.
Then we can make that part of our spending plan. We can use our red, yellow, and green bucket theory and get you in a better situation. Now we have more money. Maybe that extra $40,000 is our long-term care plan. you know, we invest it, put it into some long-term care avenues to help you if you get sick. I don't know. I'm just throwing that as an idea. But there's a lot of things that have happened from the Secure Act and the Secure Act 2.0, and I just don't think people are familiar and are educated on these changes, Morgan. So I think this show is vital because, folks, when you're stepping into retirement, it's a scary place. You got one shot, and we here at Guardian just want to make sure you do it right. Do you actually know how much money you're going to have to pull from these accounts in order to have an income for the rest of your life? As long as you have breath in your body, do you know how much it's going to take? Do you understand the taxes you're going to pay on that money? Folks, it's not about what you have. It's actually what you get to keep at the end of the day. And these are just a few things we'll go over with you when we do our Wealth Guard planning process. But today, for all of our listeners, I'm trying to take the pressure off of you. Morgan, it's a little intimidating to come into a financial planning office sometimes.
I can see that.
It's a little intimidating, but come in. Let's have a conversation. Look, I'm offering a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call if that makes you feel better. A 20-minute phone call or Zoom call, no obligation, absolutely free. It's a conversation with me, and then we'll see if we need to go a step further. Now, if you're like, no, sir, I want to come in and see you, call today. Come in and see me for about a 60-minute one-on-one meeting. I would love that. But if you feel a little intimidated about the whole process, just simply take advantage of the 20-minute phone call or Zoom call. Give us a call today, folks, because these spots fill up very, very fast.
You know, and Gary, we're doing the show. We do this each and every week, and we talk about retirement planning. But we're getting into some of the changes, unique changes, because of Secure Act 2.0 and also previously Secure Act, and what that's going to mean for retirement. And there are a lot of you out there that are sitting on these portfolios, and you have done an amazing job saving for retirement, but you haven't thought about the ins and outs. What's going to happen once the paycheck stops? How are you going to pay yourself? How are you going to create that income in retirement? You need to have a plan. Work with someone, a team that does this on a daily basis. This is your opportunity right now. And this is no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Leave the checkbook at home. And you've got three options. You can do a regular phone call, 20 minutes, boom. A Zoom call, 20 minutes. Get to see Gary, his lovely face. Or you can come into the office for an hour-long sit-down. 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Dial the number, grab the appointment, gain some confidence as you move towards your retirement. We're going to continue on the other side. We're going to talk more about these tips, and these are more of the tried and trues coming up next. We are back on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Gary Thurman is your host in Tennessee Valley. It's always retirement planning discussion here on the program. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Gary's got over 25 years in this business, helping hundreds of his clients get ready for retirement. And again, fiduciary for advisory services. The office carries that A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau, and they have that team approach. I say it all the time, but Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor, Tim McDermott, portfolio manager. Tanner Moore is the senior healthcare advisor, and they have a front office and back office, and they all work very well together. And it's all about helping their clients get ready for retirement. Kelsey, Bridget, Abby, again, it is a team approach. I'm Morgan Patrick, again, consumer advocate. So here we go. We're continuing with our changes, the things that are out there. And we've talked about Secure Act and Secure Act 2.0 and what it means for retirement planning, Roth accounts and defined contribution plans, retirement savings and student loan payments, 401k and required minimum distributions, the RMDs we talk about so much, and then those catch-up contributions and the new one that's coming up in 2025, ages 60 to 63. These are things you need to be asking about within your own plan. And now we're going to shift gears just a little bit, Gary, and talk about some of the tried and trues. And when you're talking about retirement planning, one of the things you're going to focus on is Social Security. Yes, it's there for us, but how are you going to take it? When are you going to take it?
This is so big. A lot of people it's so funny, Morgan, when we do our presentations out there, you know, I've even had other advisors go, Gary, why are you talking about Social Security? Social Security is so important.
It's a big deal.
It's huge. I mean, it's probably going to be most likely your largest financial backing, your second largest, I should say, you know, behind an income plan that we put together for you. Social Security is going to be a big part of that. And so we have to think about when to maximize that Social Security. When is it best to turn it on? And I want to start this by saying everybody is different. I always reference my mother. Just to give you an example, my mother had to turn on her Social Security at 62. She didn't have a 401k and a 403b and all these other different things. So we didn't have a choice mortgage. She needed that income. And guess what? It was a God-given thing. It's there. And she's able to live off that and be comfortable. But, you know, for most of us that have worked 25, 30, 35 years, you know, you got X amount of dollars in your 401k, your 403b, whatever the case is. Social Security is a big deal. And it all comes down to a few things. Let's talk about them, Morgan. And I know I'm spending a little bit of time on this because I think it's so important.
It is.
Take it at 62, okay. If you have planned well and you're able to retire that early and you're just like, Gary, we're good. You've set us up a perfect plan. You know, at age 62, I'm probably going to tell you to turn it on. Mm-hmm. Even though it's 25% less than what you could get at age 70, okay, I still think that it's vital to go ahead and turn it on because if you turn it on at 62, it's going to take you to age 79 if you wait to full retirement age to make up the difference. So if you're already retired, and listen to me, folks, if you're not planning on going back to work, then yeah, go ahead and turn it on at 62. The whole deal is how long are you going to work? Because if you're going to continue to work, you do need to wait to full retirement age at least, which for most of our listeners is going to be between the age of 66 and 67. That way, if you're planning on working to 70, you can still make as much money as you want. Would I turn it on at 66, 67? Yes, I would. That's usually the age I push people to do it. Some folks like to wait till 70. It does go up 8% a year. But again, folks, it takes years and years and years of missing out on that check coming in to catch up by waiting. And guess what? We can finance that money. We can invest that money and make you more money on that money. So I think coming in, let's do a Social Security report for you. And as a matter of fact, Morgan, I'll do this today.
Yeah.
I don't normally do this, but I will offer any listener that calls in and requests our 2024 Social Security Guide. We'll send it to you for free. We can send it out to you. Let's do digital format. That'll be easier. So if you're interested in what's going on in Social Security in 2024 and our taxes in 2024, just call the number. Tell Bridget and Abby that you would love to get that. They'll send it out to you via email the next day.
So that number, 800-517-1575, that's 800-517-1575 for that Social Security Guide. And also, you know, keep that number in mind. We are going to open up appointments with Gary and his team, and they're complimentary. You leave the checkbook at home, 20-minute phone call, 20-minute Zoom call, or maybe that hour-long in person. Again, this is about helping you. And you're out there, and you're thinking, wow, I mean, I had no idea so much goes into retirement planning. So you're probably, it's almost like, you remember the old Charlie Browns when they're in class and the teacher's talking, it's like wah, 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 wah. You're probably in that category. There's so much stuff coming at you right now through this radio show. You need clarification. You need confidence in what you're doing in retirement, and grabbing an appointment and just talking is going to be a great first step for you. 800-517-1575. So again, these are the tried and trues. Again, we've got the Secure Act, Secure Act 2.0. There have been the new changes and now some tried and trues that you just need to be aware of. Understanding sequence of returns risk.
This is a big one. This is something we have conversations with clients week in and week out. You know, we got people that come in from our radio show, our TV show, our podcast, our social media, and they don't understand what the sequence of return risk is. And guys, look at it like this. Let's say you retire. And you're like, I'm just going to keep my 401k in place, and I'm just going to draw X amount of dollars a year, and that's how I'm going to make my living. That's great. Okay? If that's what you want to do, that's great. That's not a plan. That's just having a vehicle. But let's say you start pulling money out of that, and let's be fresh. Let's go 2022. Let's say, you know, the market was down about 20%, and you pulled out 40 grand at the same time. So you've pulled out money on a declining market. That's just not smart, and that's why we use our red bucket, green bucket, and yellow bucket theory, because what we can do is inside that green bucket, we can make sure you have an income inside of that green bucket that you cannot outlive, right? That way, in that red bucket of money, we can be a little more risky if we want to. We can get those big gains out there. You just don't want to be pulling money out of a declining account. It's just not in your best interest because you're going to run out of money, folks. Bottom line, you're going to run out of money if we have a couple of bad markets. So come in, let's put an income plan together. Because once we have that income secure for you, then you know what? We can have a lot more fun with that other money. And that's how you diversify, Morgan. you know, use the red bucket, green bucket, yellow bucket theory. Let's just get you guys in a better situation. That way you don't have to worry about sequence of return risk. We're going to eliminate that altogether with our plan.
Talking tips, tried and trues, you're headed towards your retirement, things you need to be thinking about, considering, having conversations about, you know, working with your fiduciary firm, and making sure you're dotting the I's and crossing the T's. We've got time for a couple more. Tennessee is a wonderful place to live. Absolutely wonderful place to live. And choosing the right place to retire, some people may move, Gare, but a lot of you are going to sit there and go, you know what? I love it here. I'm going to stay.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you right now, all of our listeners in the Tennessee Valley, if you're from here, you know we're in a boom. The Chattanooga area is booming right now with new folks coming in, new families coming in. And it's for this reason. First of all, we don't have a state tax, no state tax, which is awesome. And Chattanooga relatively is a low cost of living location. So that's why we're getting so many folks retiring here. And I love it. I mean, I think it's great because we love our people. Now, something I want to talk about that, I mean, Morgan, that's important, but let's hit inflation and healthcare really quick.
Do it.
I know we're close on time, but bottom line here, folks, on inflation, if you do not have inflation accounted for inside of your income plan, you're going to get left in the dust. Inflation's here. It's here to stay. 2022, we saw an annual spike of 8.7%. Now, yes, it's backed off in 2024, because they've raised their interest rates so high. But you got to figure out, folks, combat inflation with investments like stocks and short-term bonds. Don't forget about inflation. It has to be part of your plan because things are going to get more expensive, Morgan, bottom line.
Right. I mean, inflation may come down, but the prices aren't coming down. They're going to stay right where they are. I mean,
yes, especially with healthcare.
Yeah, very much so.
I mean, talking about healthcare costs is the highest inflated program there is out there. It's not going to change. But, you know, are you putting money back in your HSA account? I hope you are, because that's a beautiful thing. Does your budget look for Medicare Part B premiums going up in time throughout your retirement? It should. What about long-term care? You know, 70% of us are going to need some type of long-term care, Morgan. And if you don't have the right plan put in place, that will devastate you, your family, your children, and your grandchildren, because it will wipe you out if you have to go into assisted living or, God forbid, full-scale care. But all of these things are put together in a plan. And when you come in to see us at Guardian Investment Advisors, we're going to do what we call the Wealth Guard planning process. Everything we're talking about today is going to be part of that plan. It's going to be part of our conversations because we want you to have the peace of mind to go into retirement and live every day like a Saturday. I want to make sure you have income for as long as you have breath in your body. I want to make sure you understand the taxes you're going to pay on that income. I want you to understand it's not about what we have, but it's what we get to keep. And how are we going to use that money to at the best of our abilities, the money we get to keep? Let us help you put that plan together. Let's make sure you do retirement right. Again, I'm taking the pressure off of you folks. If you don't want to come in and see me, I prefer that. I prefer a 60-minute sit-down conversation. But if you don't, a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call. I'm offering that today. It'll be just you and me, absolutely free. A 20-minute phone call or Zoom call. Let's have a conversation. Let's see if we can make a marriage, and let's move from there. Call us today.
First step is to dial the number and, you know, gain confidence as you move towards your retirement date, knowing that you are going to be working with a fiduciary firm. You're going to be mapping out what needs to happen to get you to your retirement goals. That's what planning's all about. You're creating that roadmap. So this opportunity, again, is complimentary, and they offer up three different ways you can do it. Regular phone call, 20 minutes. Zoom call, 20 minutes. In person, in office, hour long, call the number. 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Get to know Gary and the team. Go through the process, the Wealth Guard planning process. Discover, engage, ignite, deliver. And that's what needs to happen for your retirement plan. 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. When we return on Plan Today on Tomorrow, many older couples, one spouse typically manages the finances while the other isn't that involved. So if the spouse is in charge, well, and of the finances, if they pass away or something happens, what's going to happen to you? Think about that. We are going to talk about things that you can do to avoid this scenario. Coming up next. We are are back on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Tennessee Valley, Gary Thurman is the man. He is the lead at Team Guardian. It is a team approach. He's got over 25 years in the business, helping his clients get ready for retirement, fiduciary for advisory services. And again, the office carries the A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. And I did say team. Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor. Tim McDermott, portfolio manager. Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor. And you've got front and back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. And let's just take a brief moment, Gary, and just talk about the activity at that office, the fact that you are growing. And that is such a – it's a good sign because more people are calling, more people are coming in, more people mm-hmm. want guidance when it comes to retirement planning.
Yeah, I love that you said that. I just talked to a friend of mine who's another advisor here in Chattanooga, and he was like, man – every time I pull anything up, my TV, my phone, whatever the case may be, I see you. so we are really getting out there in the Chattanooga area. We're, you know what, Morgan, my goal, I set a goal early this year. 2024 was our goal to educate the Tennessee Valley. I want to educate the Tennessee Valley on how to retire proper. And that's why we're doing so much marketing that we're doing. But yeah, we're active. We're busy. And you talk about my team. I thank you, by the way, for doing that. It helps me because they are so important to what we do. Every step of the way of your retirement process, my team is going to play a part in that.
Tell you, and it's so important to remember, too, having those resources, having that think tank, putting things together, making that plan for their clients. I mean, this is what they do on a daily basis. Great website. I want you to check it out. If you don't have time to listen to our entire show, you can always go to GIAPlanToday.com. That's GIAPlanToday.com. Links to the TV show and radio show and podcast form there for you. They're very active on social media. Again, Guardian Investment Advisors. Give them a search. Give them a like. Give them a follow. Again, anything that's going on with Guardian Investment Advisors, you'll see it on their social. You'll see it on their website, GIAPlanToday.com. All right, so financial advisors stress the importance of couples, and I know you do this too, Gary, just openly sharing financial responsibilities, that information doesn't always happen, all right? And you really need to be as transparent as possible. You need to have honest communication, but that doesn't always happen. So things you can do, questions you can ask as a couple, all right? Just sit down. This is not an easy conversation, but you need to have it. Do we talk enough about good old money?
Yeah, do we talk enough about money? I love that we're doing this today. You know, I just got back from doing some TV work, and my wife Rhonda jumped on TV with me because I
rating spike, rating spike.
Ratings went straight up, Morgan.
I mean, I attractive, got my, smart.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got my beautiful, smart wife on there, and then I got my beautiful Cynthia, who's my host, and it's like, wow, you talk about looking like the ugly duckling, buddy.
Winner, winner.
But we did have a show that we created called The Love Languages of Retirement Planning.
Like it.
And we just kind of went around off the basis of that, talking about how important it is for couples to actually have these conversations. And you mentioned right before I jumped in, this is not an easy conversation. I mean, I will be honest with you folks. My wife and I have had arguments over money, right? It's going to happen because we're all different, but you got to start talking about money. You got to get on the same page. I mean, if you start now, then you're going to have time to work things out. You know, I always use the example about if we are ever blessed enough to have a second home, I always said beach, beach, beach. Well, the more me and Rhonda talked about it, it became mountains, 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 right? And but it's having those conversations with her, it started to make more sense to me. She was 100% right. That's a better investment for us. It's better for us. It's better for our family. It would be better for everything. So hopefully we get there one day, but you got to talk about how much money are you putting into your 401ks? How much money are you putting into your Roth IRAs? What is your spending plan? Do you guys actually have a spending plan? And do you actually agree on that? And you got to be able to have an open conversation with your advisor because guess what, Morgan? There's going to be differences.
Yeah.
You know, I promise you, there's going to be differences. We're going to talk about the risk tolerance difference here in a minute, but there's going to be differences in what those goals are, but the more a husband and wife can sit down and have those hard conversations, the better it's going to be, the easier it's going to be. And we do it weekly, by the way. We have a weekly meeting to set weekly goals, but we have our big end-of-year meeting after Christmas. You know, we go away somewhere. We put the phones away, we sit by a fireplace, and we chart out the year ahead of us. And we do that as a couple, and it just makes life easier. That's the bottom line.
It's communication. And as a couple, I get it. I mean, there are a lot of people out there listening right now going, man, I don't talk money with my spouse. I just don't. It's not an easy conversation to have, but it really needs to start happening. And it can be facilitated working with a fiduciary, sitting down as a couple and start talking about, you know, how are you going to put it all together? How does it all work for you as you move towards retirement and into retirement? So we talked about, you know, having the conversation about money. That's a great first step. And you mentioned risk tolerance. And you don't know what you don't know, Gary. I mean, if I'm a little risky and I don't talk about it with my partner and that person is conservative, I mean, we're going to butt heads. We're going to butt heads in a big way.
Yeah, so sometimes as an advisor, I have to be the ringmaster, right? I have to, separate folks out here, but honestly, I enjoy that. I mean, it's fun for me because I'm always able to reference what me and Rhonda do, and I think once they see that or hear that, it makes a little more sense.
Well, it's a living, breathing example.
It is, and you know, there's usually going to be a tolerance between who wants to be more risky and who doesn't, and 90% of the time, the female wants to be more conservative and the hubby wants to be a little more risky. But if you're having these conversations about retirement, we have to look at something else. We got to look at your age and we got to look at how much risk you need as a couple, you know, because I don't believe you should have all your eggs in one basket. I don't think you should be all in the market. I don't think you should be all in safety. I think you need a blend. And that's why we have to have these open conversations to find out if we're on the same page. I mean, I go back to me and Rhonda. Me and Rhonda are pretty much on the same page, Morgan. We like 50% of our money out in the market, being a little risky, handling the volatility. We like the other 50% of our money put back in safe investments. That's I'm 51, she's 53. So we kind of go the rule 100 there with our money. That might not work for everybody, but it's a good rule because once we get older in life, we got to start thinking about keeping that money around. Preservation is a big key versus accumulation. But folks, listen, if you're a married couple out there and you're struggling with this, I can help guide you and direct you. There's probably things that you don't even know. There's probably vehicles that you didn't even know existed that will take care of both of you for the rest of your life. And then you can live out those dreams. Maybe I can get my beach house and my mountain house. I doubt that's ever going to happen. But I'm just saying, if we have a plan and we have a spending plan, it's going to make life so much easier.
We are tackling the couple's scenario and getting on the same page and having these financial conversations, talking more about money and being open about it. Risk tolerance, where are you on the risk tolerance scale and how is your spouse? Where is that person on the scale? This next one, and you probably had this conversation, Gary, so how did you handle this next one? What's the backup plan if the steward in the couple's situation, the one that handles the finances, passes away or possibly is, you know, develops, let's say, dementia? Have you had the conversation with Rhonda?
Yeah, we have. And it's a very, very tricky, hard conversation to have because now we're getting family involved. We're getting children involved. We're getting different things involved. And this was hard. And again, Morgan, I've been doing this for 27 years. I've had a tremendous amount of my clients pass away. I've had and do have currently a lot of my clients that are unfortunately dealing with dementia right now. And these are things that we talk about in every single meeting. I'm going to talk about this in the second meeting. If you come to the first meeting and sit down with us in that second meeting, we're going to talk about this specifically. Because if one of you and 70% of us are going to need some type of long-term care, but if one of you go into that situation, I got to make sure it's covered. I got to make sure you're not going to start pulling all your money from all your retirement accounts and everything else to pay for this. Let's put a health care plan together. And folks, what's interesting right now, that green bucket money I'm talking about, the vehicles we can put inside of there have protection if you get sick. So that's great. But all in all, we got to make sure that your death benefit proceeds are set up correctly as well. Is your proceeds going to be taxable to your spouse or taxable to your children? Do you understand how that works? The Secure Act made some big changes on that as well. They eliminated stretch IRAs. These are conversations we need to have, and something we're doing, Morgan, I know we're close on time, something we're doing now is bringing in the children of our clients and having the conversation with them. Because once mom and dad dies, what's going to happen to the money? So, folks, it's all about a plan. Again, retirement is difficult. Retirement is confusing. All the things we're talking about today, are you doing it? Are you unsure? If you're unsure, call us today and come in and see us. We'll put you through what we call our Wealth Guard planning process. It's all about you. It's structured for you. It's all about individualizing the plan for you and your spouse to make sure we have all of these things covered. Income, health care, taxes, inflation. Let's cover it all, folks. Give us a call today. Come in and see us. Call us, Zoom us, whatever's better for you. We're going to give you the instructions, but I would call today and get on our books.
Okay, you have options, and they are cost-free. You leave the checkbook at home. You can do a 20-minute regular call, a 20-minute Zoom call, or the hour-long in-person where you get to know Gary and the team. 800-517-1575 to grab one of those appointments. That's 800-517-1575. You'll go through the Wealth Guard planning process. You'll have that just open discussion about what you want out of retirement. And again, it's discover, engage, ignite, deliver, the Wealth Guard planning process. Call the number now. Again, secure an appointment. You can go 20-minute regular call, 20-minute Zoom call, or an hour-long in-person in the office. 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. When we return on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow, you know that you're saving for retirement, but do you really know what's going on behind the scenes with your money? We'll talk about that when we return. Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host, Gary Thurman, 27 years in the business, helping his clients get ready for retirement. He is the lead at Team Guardian, Guardian Investment Advisors. He is a fiduciary for advisory services. The office carries an A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. I say it all the time. It's like I'm introducing an all-star team, and they do have a team. Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor. Tim McDermott, portfolio manager. Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor. Front and back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. I mean, they're adding to the staff. I mean, they are here for you, Tennessee Valley, and it's about being prepared for retirement. And we give you the opportunity to get on their calendar, and the first one is complimentary. That's right. You come in, you talk about your situation, hour-long sit-down, or you can do a 20-minute regular call or a 20-minute Zoom call. The number to call it is 800-517-1575. Again, 800-517-1575. Those appointments are open now. Call and grab one. So saving for retirement, it's a big, big job, right? We're all doing it. And now that we are living a little bit longer, it means we have to save, yes, even more. So how can we manage our savings and stretch our dollars to make sure we don't suffer the number one fear that retirees have, and that is running out of money in retirement? So we're going to talk about some of these financial termites that are there, and let's just start with it. Fees. Go over these with us, Gary. A lot of people aren't familiar with them. I mean, they know they've got to pay to play somewhat, but how much are they paying?
Yeah, I love that you just used the word termites. It makes me think of my favorite hip-hop song ever.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
Warren G and Nate Dogg, exterminators, mount up. Let's exterminate these termites.
I like
termites,
it. You're
right?
An exterminator. Get rid of those termites.
Oh, I love it. I think fees are one of the biggest pitfalls when it comes to retirement planning. And yes, I said pitfall because a lot of people don't understand actually what they're paying. Have you actually went through that process, or are you just basing it on what your current advisor is telling you? I would be aware. I think this is a caution flag that you need to look at. One of the things that Tim does as our portfolio manager, when he goes through your portfolio that you have somewhere else, he's going to go through that and show you all the fees you're paying. And I'm always shocked, and not shocked, but I'm always intrigued by the look on people's faces when they're not our clients yet, when we start saying, well, this is what you're paying in fees to your broker, but here's what you're paying in expense ratios. Here's what you're paying for your mutual fund sub-account fees. Here's what you're paying in your management fees. And people are like, whoa. I had a guy in here a couple weeks ago. He had a variable annuity. And the market's been pretty good, Morgan, right? I mean, the market has been running pretty steady, except for 2022. We had a little bump there. but the market's been pretty good. He's like, Gary, I'm making no money. I said, well, let's dig into it. So Tim ran our report on it, and we come back to find out he was paying 3.4% in fees to own that variable annuity.
Ouch.
3.4. Ouch, right? That's why he wasn't making any money, and the guy had him in such a conservative portfolio inside of that, there was no way he could make money. So we were able to take advantage of some of the situations we have right now. Some of our companies out there, Morgan, are giving us these huge cash bonuses right now. When I say huge, 19 to 25% cash in your account day one. We can get you out of that bad annuity and that variable annuity, that high fee annuity, we're talking about fees, into a fixed indexed annuity. Either eliminate the fee altogether, like exterminators, or really, really reduce that fee. Had a conversation with a gentleman today who has an annuity. Morgan, his fee, and this was a fixed indexed annuity, right? But he had a 3% fee on the strategy. And he's like, Gary, my fees are killing my returns. I said, yeah, because of what you're paying. So we had to look at it, and we had to get him into a better product. Guys, be aware of the fees you're paying. Don't be afraid to ask the question. And here's something. Listen, I'll do this for free. You do not have to become our client. If you will send us your current portfolio statements, we'll run it through our software, and we will break down those fees for you. I hope you get something out of that and you become part of the Guardian family. But we will do this for you. I mean, I don't think Tim's going to mind me doing this, putting extra work on him, right? but call us, and you know, you can bring by your statements, or you can email them to us, very secure email. We'll run this report for you so you know exactly what you're paying in fees.
I mean, we've had this conversation before, and recently you kind of let us know there's a billboard in the area. You're talking about annuities. Refining the annuity. People are like, what is that? That's just taking, you know, you're looking under the hood. You're trying to figure out exactly what's going on inside that annuity, and that's a great service where you can kind of find out.
It's a unique time that we're in, and here's why. So let's say you bought an annuity 2, 3, 4 years ago, 10 years ago. Our interest rates have been so low for so long. When you bought that annuity, you did it for a couple of reasons. One was protection and to diversify. That's a good thing. So you can't be mad at the companies for that. They've done their job. They protected your money. But number two, you wanted some growth in there if you could get it. Well, unfortunately, the interest rates were so low when you purchased that annuity, and now the interest rates are so high. Folks, I promise you, if you have an annuity and you purchased it at least 2 years ago, all right, I need a 2-year window. I almost guarantee you I can get you into a better program. I can reduce the fees if you have any. I can show you how to make more money. I can get you into better indexing and probably make you a chunk of money day one. So refinance your annuity while interest rates are high. Take advantage, because they're saying our interest rates are going to go back down by the end of the year. So if you have an annuity that's 2 years old or older, you know, my billboard says where you sold a bad annuity. Maybe it's not a bad annuity, or maybe it is. But either way, I'll look at it for free. I won't charge you a penny. Let's just see if I can refinance that annuity and get you in a better position.
And you'll know. You'll know.
Absolutely.
You'll have the
peace
knowledge.
Of mind.
You'll have the knowledge. Plan Today on Tomorrow. Gary Thurman, your host, Guardian Investment Advisors, where you can find him right here in the Tennessee Valley. Check out a great resource website, GIAplantoday.com. That's GIAplantoday.com. Links to the radio show and podcast form. TV show links are there for you. Great information. If there's an event coming up, and they're very busy, you're going to find it on the website, but also social media. Again, search Guardian Investment Advisors. Give them a like. Give them a follow. Again, anything that's going on, you're going to find it on their soch, and it's always about retirement planning and being prepared. There's going to be an opportunity to get on the calendar. We got one more. We're going to open it up. And again, 800-517-1575, hour-long in-office meeting, or 20-minute regular or 20-minute Zoom call, and you leave the checkbook at home. 800-517-1575. You can ask those questions about annuity fees. You can go through the WealthGuard planning process, discover, engage, ignite, deliver. Got time for a couple more of these, and so let's just go ahead and get to it. We've talked about the termites, the financial termites that could be in that portfolio. Need to be aware of it. And if you don't, you know, the best way to find out, to kind of get walking down that path of knowledge and confidence, is building a retirement plan and doing it now. Don't put it off. Don't sit on the couch. Don't bury your head in the sand. And we give you a launching pad on this very show to get it done, Gary.
Yeah, procrastination is an ugly thing when it comes to your money. And I think a lot of that, Morgan, comes from folks that they're just intimidated by the whole process. And
it's true.
I want to take that off of you, folks. I promise you, when you come in and you meet me and you meet my team, you're going to be like, hey, these are ordinary people. And they just want to really help me put this plan together. But if you start that planning process now, no matter where you're at, if you start the planning process now, let's get that spending plan put together. Let's get that goal list put together. Let's find out what we want to get out of retirement. How much money are we going to need on a monthly basis to make sure we can live the lifestyle we want? Let's manage your debt. Folks, debt is a big termite when it comes to retirement planning, especially high interest debt. So if you have a lot of high interest debt, I want to help you get out of that. That'll be part of our process, our planning process that we do for you. Get you out. You may have great debt. What I mean by that, maybe you have a house that's worth $500,000. You only owe $100,000, and your interest rate is 2.4. I'm probably going to ask you to keep that note open. That's a low interest rate. We can make you more money on that $100,000 to pay off the house. We can make you more money than 2.4%. So it's just, you know, you got to look at that. But the biggest part of our plan all the time, the biggest part of our plan is guaranteed income streams. You know, we got to make sure that we put you in a situation where you can never run out of money. And Morgan, I know we talk about our fixed index annuities on here a lot. And folks, an annuity is the only way to get a guaranteed income for the rest of your life. You know, what do you think the lottery is? That's what that is. What do you think a pension is? It's an annuity. An annuity, you know, sometimes gets bad raps, but if you come in, we'll educate you on how these work. The annuities have gotten so good, Morgan. $386 billion was put into annuities in 2023. Now's the time to maybe consider an annuity. Now's the time to refinance your current annuity, right, Morgan? We talked about that.
Yep. I mean, it's so important, folks. And the annuity of today is not the annuity of 20 years ago. You really need to educate yourself. There could be a good fit. They're customizable. Again, this is something, a conversation you can have with Gary and his team. Opportunity right now, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Just to kind of dive in a little bit deeper, Gary, just tell us exactly what's going to happen if they can grab one of the 20-minute consults on the phone or come into the office.
Yeah, taking all the pressure off of you. If you just want to have a phone call or Zoom call, folks, that'll be with me directly. That'll be great. Or come in and see us. I want to make sure you do retirement right. That's the bottom line. You got one shot at it, so let's make sure you do it right. Let's make sure you know how much money you need on a monthly basis, and let's make sure that income is there for the rest of your life. Let's make sure you understand the tax debt on that money, because it's not about what you have. It's actually what you get to keep. Let's just put a few of these things together in a wealth guard planning process. Let's make sure this one shot you got at retirement, let's make sure you do it right, folks. That's why I'm here. That's why my team's here. Call us today and come in and see us.
You know, on Sunday nights when 60 Minutes comes on, it's usually after a big sporting event. You hear that. That's the clock, folks. Everybody's clock's ticking. You need to make sure you have a plan, and we're giving you the opportunity to do it right now. 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. You can have that hour-long in person, the 20-minute regular call or 20-minute Zoom call. Go through the Wealth Guard planning process, discover, engage, ignite, deliver, and just ask questions. Get the ball rolling on your retirement. Plan today, own tomorrow. Another edition in the books. For Gary, I'm Morgan. We'll see you on the radio next week.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisory services provided by Guardian Investment Advisors, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. None of the information contained in this program shall constitute an offer to sell or solicit any offer or buy any security or insurance product. The information and opinions contained in any of the material requested from this program are provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. They are given for informational purposes only and are not a solicitation to buy or sell any of the products mentioned. The information is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation.